We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Samach Vav Amar Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Amar Samach Vav Amar Aleph on the bottom of Amar. Amar Mar, Lamachar, the next day, the Klal Yisrael, when they had to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, they didn't have knives. And what did they do? So Misha Pischet Slash, someone was bringing a sheep for Karban Pesach, Tachvalei with Samra. It stuck it into the wool, and that's how they carried the knife. Gedi, Tachvalei Loi Ben Karanov, the Gedi, they put in between the horns, a goat to put between the horns. Pray to Marakasha. The halacha is, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with kachim. It says, says in the pasuk, and you're not allowed to use a behemoth that's kachim. You're not allowed to use it to plow, to carry things. So how do you let it use it to carry something? And for the Gemara, kehillel. Like the minig of Hillel, the Tanya. Omer lo v'hillel mayom aloi ma'al odom v'ilos. In the days of Hillel, no one ever was moyel, was over me'ila on his carbon oil. Why? Because what they used to do is, they used to bring a chulun la'azara, and right before they were about to smicha and do the shechita, they were mekadosh it. So, therefore, they never had a shayla me'ila, because it wasn't kadosh until they got mamish right before. I, Taisa's asked, and I'll bring chulun ba'azara, right? And I'll bring chulun ta'azara. Taisa says, no, it's only chulun ba'azara, it's only also when you're bringing it for avoida. But stop bringing chulun ba'azara, hagav atzvecha. You wear your clothing into the, you bring your clothing into the azara, or you're calling a chulun, you can bring chulun ta'azara. You just can't bring chulun to do avoida in the azara. But here, when you're bringing him as chulun, you're not doing avoida with it yet. So therefore, it's not a problem to bring it in. Now, Kaparim, so according to Hillel, they were only makdash it inside the base of Mikdash, and therefore you can bring use it to carry your sakin. Praying to Gemara, Pesach, Shabbos, Heichim, what's makdash leil? Heila do hekdash on Shabbos. You can't. You bring the Pesach there, it's chulin on Shabbos, you makdash it on Shabbos, you can't do hekdash on Shabbos. Now, turn to the Mishnah, Mesechus Beya. Emakdishin, so the Rabban Degadin, but Emakdishin can't do Hektish, Emarichin, he can't do Marichin, Emachrimim. Marichim is Erech, plainly a lie, a certain amount of money. Emachrimim, different type of Hektish, Emakbin, Chuma Maestris, he can't take off Chuma Maestris. Call Elo Yom Tavamru, all these things are Yom Tav, Kavachayim Mashavis, he can't do it. So what's Pshat? How do you do this? And the Gemara, Hanimili Vachayvah Shein Kulam Zman, that's only by Chayvahs that I don't have to do today. But b'chayves gulam zman, which is today is the yom that you have to bring the Karban Pesach, then makdishin. Dom Rav Yechron, makdish adam as pischay b'shabbes b'chigagos b'yomtiv. A person is allowed to be makdish as Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but his chagigo, which is not tzarich hayoyim, it's tzarich for tomorrow. That you still could be makdish on yomtiv also, even though yomtiv not makdish something. But since chagigo is meant to bring on yomtiv, he allowed to be makdish it on Yom Tov.
It's
what?
It's
right. So even though it's Efshem Asmal, it's not a dechuya here. Here, it's, since it's Chayves Hayoyim, it's mutter today. That's the var. It's not a var machshir. The var is no things there are bottom. When it's Chayves Hayoyim, there was no issa b'chlal. Yeah, it's mavui. Even if you do Asmal, there's Chayves Hayoyim, and therefore there's no issa to make a hekdash today. Frankly, more kasha, how am I allowed to put this knife on this behema on Shabbos to bring it for me? There's an issa mechamer. That means I'm allowed to lead my animal carrying something on Shabbos. I'm allowed to do that. Like mechamer. You're not allowed to do mechamer on Shabbos. So how do I do this on Shabbos? Bringing your knife. And for the Gemara, mechamer ka'achayad. For the Gemara, mechamer ka'achayad. Even though it's not a normal way of carrying, stuck into its wool, stuck into its horn, still, even though it's ka'achayad, nami he does the rice like a suda rabbanon in me, because it's suda rabbanon. So for the Gemara, haynu the kaboy minei. That was the shayla that they asked Hillel. Dava, we said, they knew it was also to bring it regular as makshir, you could have done it on Erev Shabbos. But here, the Kabbalah, Dava sheshle hetem natayra, Dava shvus, oimid afanav, la'akra, klachayad, b'mokha mitzvah mai. That was good for the shayla. Could I do it klachayad, b'mokha mitzvah? Om alahem, alocha lusha matah shechachti, I forgot this alocha. Nichu lehem yisrael, me'enavim, hem me'enavim, hem me'enisua, they were makel to do klachayad, b'mokha mitzvah. So there's a few questions we have to ask. What's the saying over here? You let it take the knife, stick it into the wool, and bring klachayad. So what I was saying here, that a shvus, mecham is also the raisa, but since it's klach yad, it's the rabbanon, and it's mut mokum mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, that you're not allowed to carry your Karban Pesach, even though it's chai nois, it's only the rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry it. You're not allowed to bring it to chum. You're not allowed to bring it, why not? Shvus is mokum mitzvah. So Rashi and Tois asks kasha. Rashi answers, Loshon Rashi in different masks, Shiyesh lo is, but filu shvus di day, loy chome kashar shvus, to kol klach yad le shchicha. Rashi says that klach yad, that type of shvus is loy shliach. The word goes on that type of shvus is makom mitzvah. Taisus Olehem, Dir Masl Hanach, answers, they hear it's a shvus of your behemoth, it's more cool than it. A shvus of your behemoth is more cool than it. Now, that's two truths, and Mashash points out that Taisus argues of Rashi. That's not a kasha. We know, in Al Mishdamish Balechayim on Shabbos. In Al use Balechayim on Shabbos. Just like in Al climb a tree, in Al Mishdamish Balechayim on Shabbos. So here, how are you allowed to use it? By sticking the thing, using a Balechayim, that has kasha. So Pasuk learning, Gemara's Teretz answers that kasha. Mokam mitzvah is mutta. The problem is, Bishofi Rashi, we understand that kol klach ayad, the shicha here is klach ayad, that I did the shimush in the Balechayim. But according to Tosfos, that he answers that shvus of a behemah is more kill, here's not shvus of a behemah, it's not a chamer, here it's your shvus. So be that, Tosfos, that's where Kvegas kasha on Tosfos. Like upon him, what comes down to Gemara here is, how do you bring the knife? Moshe, how do you bring the knife? You stick it in the animal and that brings the klach ayad. So the Gemara Vaitam. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Kol am is Ya'er, anyone who is shtikol about Gaiva, im chacham hihu, if he's a talmud chacham, chachmasim is lekas menu. He loses some of his chachma. Im navihu, nuvasim is lekas menu. The Gemara is bringing examples to this. Im chacham hu, chachmasim is lekas menu. If he's a chacham, he loses some of his chachma. Mehillel, the Omer Mar, it says not that Bryce who learned, hischam and kantram advarim. He started teasing them. V'kamalu, Allah chazu shemati shechachti. And all of a sudden, he forgot the halacha. See what happens when someone on their madrega, of course, is teasing someone, he loses some of his chachma. Im naviyum. Nuvos mislekes v'menu medevayra. We find this one devayra. Devayra was a navi. And devayra was saying that till she became the navi and the leader of Klai Yisrael, they it wasn't the same until she came. The pasuk says, "The chsiv chadlu parazim v'Yisrael." The Yidden couldn't live in open cities anymore. There were so many enemies. Chadlu at shekamti devar. Till devar stood up, shekamti ain v'Yisrael. She was talking about herself. Till devar stood up. This was a little bit of a gaiva. And it says afterwards that she lost her nevuah and she had to say, "The chsiv uri uri devar, wake up devar, uri uri devar shir, dabri shir." Wake up, dabri shir, and talk, because her nevuah all of a sudden was mistalik from her because of, she said, at shekamti devar. Rosh Lakish Amar, a different memory. Amar Rosh Lakish, kol adam shekoyes, any person gets angry, im chacham hu, chachmasim is lakas menu, the chacham leaves him, im navi hu, nevuasim is lakas menu, who loses nevuah. And the Gemara gives examples, im chacham hu, chachmasim is lakas menu, mi Moshe, we find this in Moshe Rabbeinu, chsiv ayiksoif, Moshe, pekudei hachoyel. This is talking about when they went out to war with the Midianim, and Moshe got angry at the Pekudei Chayil. And because of that, because they left the cave, it's alive, I and Chalman the Psukim. V'chsiv, afterwards, that there was a parasha of Geulei Midianim, means kashering Kalim, and Moshe forgot the halacha. And Elazar said it over. V'chsiv, these are the halachas that Hashem taught Moshe. V'chlal, the Moshe, Ilumine. Moshe forgot this halacha. Why? Because he got angry. Now, in the Torah, we find Moshe Rabbeinu got angry three different times. One of them is in this week's parasha, parasha B'Shalach. It says that Moshe got angry at the people who went out to go collect man. There's another time in parasha Shemini when they ate the sire, when they didn't eat, they burnt the sire, Nachshon, and Daras, Daras. Moshe also, it says he got angry. And in the Chazal, they speak all three times, Moshe forgot something. This is the most beferish, that's why we bring this example. Where else? Yeah, that's not the same way as Moshe. Yeah, it's a good point, but that's not the same thing. There, it's because Pari told him something, he's a guy, yeah, I don't think it's the same thing, but here, it's a good point. Fourth case, very good. Yeah. I don't know if this was the wrong thing. Yeah, probably that was the right thing. This may be a little bit the wrong thing on his level. Yeah. Im Navi, Unavasa Mr. Lekas Menu. If you're Navi, then Navua Mr. Lekas Menu, Elisha. How do we know that? From Elisha. The Chsiv, the story was that Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda and Yehoram Melech Yisrael, we know that Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda split after Yeravam ben Nevat. So they went out to war together, the Melech Moav, and they got into a situation, they had no water. And they were mamish, ready to die. So they went to Elisha to ask him, please, daven for us, get us some water here, we're dying over here. So Yehoram shows up to Elisha. Elisha says, what are you doing here? Get out of here. You're Russia. If not for Melech Yehoshaphat, who was a tzaddik, I wouldn't even look at you. That's what it says in the pasuk. But remember Elisha, Chsiv, Lulei, I'll read the pasuk inside the whole pasuk. But remember Elisha, Chai Hashem Tzavakos, Asher Mati Lefanov, Ki Lulei Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, And he knows say, if not for Melchizedek Shafat was here, Shafat Melchizedek was here, im abed alecha v'merek, I think I would even look at you. That's what he said. And kids, he got a little angry at Yehoram. V'chziv, v'ata, k'chuli menagein, bring me someone to play music, while you can nagein, have a nagein, v'tiyalav Yad Hashem, and then my ruach nevuah will come back. You see, he lost his nevuah because he got angry at Yehoram, even though it was the right thing to do, could be. But the Maisa, he needed back the Nevuah. The first song, Vata Kuli Menagin. That you have to bring it to bring the music back. Yeah. Zotim Maravaita, Marav Mani, Babhatash, Kosha Koyas, Afilo Paisklo, Gdulam, Rashamayim, Read Maisai. Anyone gets angry, even Hashem, really, Bin Hashemayim is supposed to be a Gadol, but they take it away from him. Because a Gadol can't be someone who gets angry. When Allah met Eliyah, from Eliyah, you know who Eliyah was? Eliyah was Dovid HaMelech's brother, older brother, from Yishai. And Eliav, when he saw David going out to fight Goliath, he basically made fun of him and said, what are you doing? You're going to check out the Hatzalah call? You're going to check out you want to look at the war? That's what he was telling him. Vayishma Eliav ochev ha-godav adabrei el ha-noshim. Vayich af Eliav v'David. He got angry at David. Yoyma, lo mazeh yirata. Why are you going down there? And you're leaving all the tzayin here. Kilaman ro'ois, the end of the passage says, Kilaman ro'ois ha-mechama yirata. Are you going to just check out the mechama? What are you doing? So, let's read it inside. Yichaf Eliyah v'dav v'yom l'amad zayrat v'amina tashta me'at atzoyin ha'hina b'midva. Ani yedati yazoy derecha v'zorei levavcha. Ki l'man ro'ez v'chama yirata. You're going to see the v'chama. And l'maisa v'chiozo Shmuel v'mishachenu v'kul. When Shmuel came down, Hashem said, go down to Yishai's house and be moishich his son. Now he didn't know which son. Shmuel did not know which son it was. He gets there, k'siv. Loi b'zebach, everyone bring every son from him. Loi b'zebach Hashem. Uveliyah k'siv. Shmuel thought this was it. Don't look at what he looks like and how tall he is. Because he became disgusting in my eyes, Hashem said. Until now, he was maybe going to be the king. But Lamaisa, he lost it because he got angry. Like it says in the Mefarshim, that's not an Einish, because he won the Laveri, he loses his whole mouth. That's a pshat. A person who gets angry can't be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Like it says by Yehuda, Pachas Kamayim, and not by Reuven, just Pachas Kamayim. Reuven could have been the Melech, the Vechor, Pachas Kamayim. If someone's Pachas Kamayim is impulsive, he can't be a leader. To be a leader, you have to. Of course, it means on Demadrega. We think Reuven was impulsive. It makes we don't understand what that means even. But on his level, to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, you have to have all these milas. Zog tomorrow invite. Eshkan Tamid u Pesach Dachas Shabbos. We find Tamid and Pesach Dachas Shabbos. We said Miada, and Tamid's from Al Oilas Oilas Shabbos Avat Al Oilas Meniska. Now we know also the Mishnah Parakeet Zeron says that it's Doiches Atuma. How do we know that? How do you know it's Doicha Tuma? Amri, Keichad Yalav Pesach Matamili and Shabbos, just like we learn Pesach from Matamili and Shabbos, Hachinami, we learn how Tamid from Pesach, all the way. Hachinami, Yalav Tam Pesach, Lian Tuma, and Pesach Gufa Menolan. How do you know Karm Pesach is Doicha Tuma? Amrav Yechon, on the cross, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is talking about Pesach Sheni. And it says in the Pasuk, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Leimar, Ish Ish, Ki Yeh Tamil Nefesh, a person who is tamei nefesh, was very far. Also pesach Hashem, he makes pesach sheni, and we darshan ish nitchel pesach sheni. One person who can't do karm pesach, he brings a karm pesach on pesach sheni. They ain't tzibur dachel pesach sheni, but if a tzibur is tamei, they stay at this pesach and they can bring karm pesach with tuma. And we learn tamei from pesach. Ain't tzibur dachel pesach sheni, but avdi b'tuma. How do you not make a rush like that? Maybe the rush like this. Ish nidcha lepesach sheni. Tzibur, if they're tummy, let's do takanta. Lo yepesach rishon, lo yepesach sheni. How do you know that it means that they could bring a carbon here? Elam Hashem v'lokish, we'll try a different rush, which is where we'll slug up eventually. Mehachum, this pasuk. Vayishalchum min ha-machna, this is talking about shaluach ha-machanois. We know that there's three type of categories of tuma. There's tummy mace, and including that is Nevela and Sheretz. Then there's Zav and Zava and a Balkari. And then you have a Metzorah. And since the Pasuk, V'shachu v'machna kol tzuruah, v'chol zav, v'chol tamil nefesh. So, Freit the Gemara, Yoyema Tmei Mesim, just say that Tmei Mesim have to leave, v'lo Yoyema Zav Metzorahim. And don't say in the Pasuk, Zav Metzorahim have to leave the Machna Shechina. V'ani Omar, im Tmei Mesim Mishdalchim, if Tmei Mesim gotta leave, then Zomer term the Kol Shekein, Zomer term which is Tumah Magufa, which is more Chomer, as Tumah Magufa, for sure it has to leave. Ella must be Yesh Chashash Zavim Mitzrayim Mishdachim, Ve'ein Tvei Meisim Mishdachim. It must be there is a time when Zavim Mitzrayim have to leave the Machna, even though Tvei Meisim are not. And that's why you need a pasuk. Ve'ein Tvei Meisim Mishdachim. Ve'ezeh is a Pesach Abav Tumah. When it's a Pesach Abav Tumah, if there's Zavim Mitzrayim, that doesn't help. No Tumah to receive on that. They have to leave. Only on Tmei Nefesh Tumah to receive. But if we're saying a chiluk between Tmei Nefesh and Zavim Mitzrayim, it must be that there's such a thing as Tumah Hutra of Tzibur. That's the Gemara's drosh right now. Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll see. There's a kasha on this, and then we'll come back to the first drosh of Ish Ish Ki Yi Tumah Nefesh Adam.